by human commission, nor from human authorities, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the members of God's family who are with me, the churches of Galatia. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to set us free from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another gospel, but there are some who are confusing you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should proclaim to you a gospel contrary to what we proclaim to you, let that one be accursed. As we have said before, so now I repeat. If anyone proclaims to you a gospel contrary to what you received, let that one be accursed. Am I now seeking human approval? I don't think so. Or God's approval? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. For I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel that was proclaimed to me by me is not of human origin, for I did not receive from a human source, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. It's your dismissed.
Sure. Keep to one.
So I want you to know that what I didn't do was listen to Dan's sermon from last week, since I wasn't here. So hopefully I will completely contradict everything he said about the book of Galatians.
Go, Mark.
Confuse you. No, we did talk, so I guess we are actually kind of on the same page. Hopefully. Oh, this crashed. Oh, there we go. Okay. Quick recap, in case you weren't here last week, this is a letter to the Galatians from Paul, which he spends some time saying at the... Go ahead and go back to the start there, Grant. Yeah, not that far. Yeah. Paul, an apostle! Well, that's an auspicious way to start. Paul spends some time here claiming he's an apostle, sent by neither human commission nor from human authorities. But through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the members of God's family who are with me to the churches in Galatia. So this is from an apostle. Paul will spend some time later in the book talking about how important it is that he's an apostle and defending himself about being an apostle. But what's important to me is when I read this and I think, what the heck is an apostle? What's that word mean? Like, why is it important? Why does he put that at the front of his letters? As Dan probably talked about last week, this was written in response to someone teaching the Galatians a different gospel. So, apostle basically means sent one. Someone who is sent. Who is given words to give to someone else. So Paul is saying, I'm a sent one. So those words that I told you, they're the words you're supposed to be listening to. Because I was given those words not by human authorities or by human commission, but from God directly. These are God's words. And if you believe that, then what Paul says has authority. If you don't believe it, then what Paul says is a waste of your time. I mean, it's pretty simple and straightforward, I would think. So Paul's a sent one to the churches in Galatia. Grace. I'm done. Grace. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to set us free from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Could you get a clearer statement of the gospel? Grace and peace to you. God is setting us free from the present evil age. Paul is laying it out here pretty straightforward. He says, look, this is the message. Let's get out of the way what the message is, so that then I can tell you why this other message that you're hearing is not the message. It's a fairly straightforward piece of writing. It keeps turning off. But, next slide, please. But Paul is astonished. He says, this is the message I gave you, right? But I'm astonished that you're actually listening to something else, a different gospel. Not that there is another gospel. So apparently there's only one gospel, and that's what Paul just said. So if you're listening to a different gospel, that's not okay. I am surprised that you're so quickly deserting the one who called you to the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Well, that begs the question, again, what's the gospel? Well, Paul just said it. He said, grace and peace. But why the word gospel? What's that all about? We know what the word gospel means?
Good news.
Good news! Good news. Means good news. So, being a nerd, I decided that I would go ahead and research the usage of the word gospel. Like, where did it used other than in the Bible? And it's actually fascinating that it was used fairly, in a fairly targeted sense. It didn't get used all over the place. It was used in the translation of the Old Testament into Greek, in the Septuagint. When God talked about good news or good tidings, the word that it got translated to was gospel. But it got used in another place, too, that was really fascinating. So go ahead and go forward here to... This is an archaeological dig in Hyene? I don't even know how to pronounce. I don't know how to pronounce things. So it's an archaeological dig where they dug up this inscription. Go ahead and go to the next tablet. This is an inscription that is from about 10, 15 years before Jesus was born. And it's a Roman proclamation